in the limelight.
U.S. inflation hit its fastest pace in nearly four decades last year as pandemic-related supply and demand imbalances, along with stimulus intended to shore up the economy, pushed prices up at a 7% annual rate. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Gune Guilford, journalist. This article is published under the heading U.S. inflation hit 7% in December, fastest pace since 1982. Stay tuned for more. U.S. inflation hit its fastest pace in nearly four decades last year as pandemic-related supply and demand imbalances, along with the stimulus intended to shore up the economy, pushed prices up at a 7% annual rate. The U.S. Labor Department said recently the Consumer Price Index, which measures what consumers pay for goods and services, rose 7% in December from the same month a year earlier, up from 6.8% in November. That was the fastest since 1982 and marked the third straight month in which inflation exceeded 6%. The so-called Core Price Index, which excludes the often volatile categories of food and energy, climbed 5.5% in December from a year earlier. That was a bigger increase than November's 4.9% rise and the highest rate since 1991. On a monthly basis, the CPI increased a seasonally adjusted 0.5% in December from the preceding month, decelerating from October and November. The last time consumer prices clocked in at such an annual increase was in June 1982, but the circumstances were very different from today. While inflation right now is rising, back then it was falling after peaking at 14.8% in 1980, when Jimmy Carter was still president. By then, newly installed Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker had set out to crush inflation by raising interest rates dramatically, causing a brief recession in 1980. As rates reached 19% in 1981, a much deeper recession began. By the summer of 1982, both inflation and interest rates were falling sharply. Today, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused supply chain disruptions and a shortage of goods and materials, particularly autos, coupled with the strong demand from consumers flush with the benefits of government stimulus are behind the inflation surge. Prices for autos, furniture, and other durable goods continue to drive much of the inflationary surge, fueled by largely pandemic-related imbalances of supply and demand that most economists expect to fade as COVID-19's impact on economic activity eases. Prices of used cars and trucks soared 37.3% in December from a year earlier, while living room, kitchen, and dining room furniture jumped 17.3%. Economists and the Federal Reserve expect inflation to ease this year as supply bottlenecks clear and demand normalizes. But the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has renewed uncertainty about the economic outlook as the pandemic continues. The December employment report signaled continued tightening of the job market, with the unemployment rate dropping to 3.9% from 4.2% in November, the Labor Department said, giving workers additional leverage on pay. While wages advanced last year at a faster pace than before the pandemic, they didn't increase enough to keep up with the rise in inflation, with average hourly wages rising 4.7% in December from a year earlier. In December, some 49% of small businesses said they plan to raise prices in the next 3 months. On net, according to the National Federation of Independent Business Trade Association. Omicron's uniquely rapid spread has worsened the labor shortage by driving up workplace absences. Manufacturing companies are adopting expensive solutions to keep factories running so they can meet booming demand. FedEx Corporation said recently that Omicron is causing staffing shortages and delaying shipments. John Merritt, vice president of Ellen Bell Catering in Napa, California, said staffing was an immediate issue when demand for weddings or other big events came surging back last June. The company raised wages 50% in a bid to retain workers and hire new ones, but still had to rely on the services of temp agencies. Due to increased labor costs, along with soaring prices for meat, cheese, and white-based products, the company didn't make a profit last year. Demand for furniture and other goods has boomed during the pandemic, straining supply chains and fueling much of the inflation surge. In some industries, scarce materials have hamstrung production. The most prominent example is a shortage of semiconductors that has curbed auto production, sending prices for cars and trucks soaring. Despite disruptions from Omicron, there are some indications of improvement in supply chain woes. Also, economists expect price pressures from supply constraints to be replaced by higher rent and medical care costs that tend to be more persistent. Rent, which accounts for nearly one-third of the CPI, has begun accelerating in recent months. High inflation has prompted some consumers to rein in spending.